Town and Gown Players will present Death Trap September 29th through October the 8th at the Athens Community Theater behind the Taylor Grady House. Joining me in the studio today, please welcome artist, mother, actor, and director of Death Trap, Bryn Adamson. Bryn, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Indeed. So, let's start out. I want to ask you, can you talk a little bit about Town and Gown?
Well, Town and Gown, as many might know, many might not know, is an all-volunteer organization. So everything you see there, from acting to set building to all the administration, the ticket sales, everything is an all-volunteer, great collaborative, beautiful machine.
And has been in operation for quite some time, right?
This is our 65th season. Death Trap opens our 65th season.
Unbelievable.
In Athens.
65 years. That says so much, I think, about Athens and about Town and Gown.
Isn't it amazing?
It is terrific. So this is not your first foray into the director's chair, is it?
No, I've directed several other shows, the last being The Clean House mm-hmm. last year about this time. I guess mm-hmm. it was maybe August yeah. of last year. Mostly this year I've been on stage, so that's been really fun.
That does sound like fun. Are you serving only as the director, or are you acting in this one as well?
No, I'm only the director. Mm-hmm. I am doing a lot of scenic painting. Mm-hmm. And I find as the director, you know, you're sort of really the coordinator of everything. Other people do the music, other people do the publicity, other people take pictures, mm-hmm. but you sort of are in charge of the overall look mm-hmm. and the presentation of all those things.
So what can you tell us about Death Trap?
Okay, so Death Trap is, well, for one thing, it's a thriller, so there's very little I can really tell you.
No spoilers allowed.
No, no. So okay. It opens with Sidney Brule, who is a playwright of thrillers himself, surrounded in his study by many weapons from all of his shows, and he is experiencing a rather dreadful case of writer's block. So he's very frustrated, can't come up with that next big thing. And then in the mail comes a play from a student of his, a young man, who sends him one of only two copies of this fantastically perfect play called Death Trap. And Sidney, because he does write thrillers, is used to creating plots. Mm-hmm. And so he immediately fastens on the fact that he could just whack this poor boy over the head and take this play.
No problem with that plan, I guess.
No, and have a great big hit and make lots of money and perhaps option it for a film, etc. I mean, he just goes on and on about that.
And I'm guessing that as the play unfolds, he sort of figures out that may not have been the best plan.
No. And so the play is written by Ira Levin. So if folks are big readers, they will know that he wrote Rosemary's Baby and The Boys from Brazil and The Stepford Wives.
Oh.
And Death Trap was his most successful play. And it is perfect. It is perfectly written. And it has many turns and twists, and it blows my mind, and I listen to it every night.
How does it compare with other productions that you've directed?
It's vastly different because I am not only directing the actors on stage mm-hmm. and, you know, the arcs within the scenes, you know, themselves, the tension, etc., but suspense. Suspense is this new, magical, mysterious character mm-hmm. that I find is, you know, invisible in every scene, this sort of mysterious stranger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been wonderful. It's been so much fun.
How many cast members?
Five.
And how does that compare with the original play?
It's the same.
It's
the same.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's exactly as he wrote it. It's a perfectly written play. So I haven't changed a thing. In fact, the set itself is described in the show. Mm-hmm. So the sets for Death Trap are similar.
And you guys build all your own sets.
We do. We do. I'll be over there painting this afternoon.
Oh, terrific. Can you talk about the venue a little bit? What's it like for someone who's never been?
So Town and Gown is in a small little concrete block building, very unassuming. The outside would never give away all the magical, fabulous things that happen inside. Mm-hmm. So it seats about 120, mm-hmm. and so it's very intimate. There's not a bad seat in the house. And I would get there about 30 minutes early so that you can hang out with people and maybe get some concessions.
How do you get tickets?
you may go to our website at www.townandgownplayers.org, mm-hmm. or you can call 706-208-TOWN.
How many performances per year?
6 on the main stage, and then 4 second stage shows.
Okay, and the season tickets are good for all of those. Is that right?
Yes. Season tickets are a great deal because you're basically getting 6 shows for the price of 5, and all the second stage shows are included.
Where are the second stage shows performed?
It sounds like we have a second stage, doesn't it?
It
like
does.
There's some extra stage somewhere,
yes.
But in fact, they are all at the theater.
Okay.
They rehearse elsewhere, and uh-huh. then they come into the theater to perform.
Okay, and it might be worth mentioning, if you've never been to the Athens Community Theater, when you get over there, it doesn't say Athens Community Theater, does it?
No, it has a fancy new sign at the street at Taylor Grady that says only Town and Gown and has mm-hmm. an arrow pointing towards the theater.
Who are the local stars? Who are the leads?
Don Smith mm-hmm. is better known for musical performances. Mm-hmm. So he is doing his first non-musical with us at
okay.
Town and Gown. So this
uh-huh.
is his first straight play, as
okay.
we say.
Uh-huh.
Will Riley, who's been out of town for a while, is back, as is Julia Wilson. There is a favorite old Patrick Najjar, who is mm-hmm. one of our stars. He was Amadeus and Hamlet.
Oh.
And then we have a newcomer, Kathleen McGovern.
Okay. Now, there's a range of performances at different times and different days. Again, it's September 29th through October the 8th. Can you talk about can you tell us what the show times are?
Sure. So the nighttime shows are Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that first weekend, Sunday matinee. All night shows begin at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
A matinee is at 2. The second week, we do add a Thursday night performance, and that one is also at 8. And if you come opening night, there's a reception.
Opening night is September 29th.
Yes.
What am I not asking you about Death Trap or about Town and Gown?
That you need to get your tickets early to see this show. It's going to sell out. This is a well-known play,
mm-hmm.
and people will flock. So please get your tickets early.
Mm-hmm.
Come see us. I cannot wait.
If I wanted to get involved with Town and Gown, how would I do that?
The website has opportunities for volunteer. You can sign up, and either you know what you want to do. Maybe you just want to usher, or you want to help with concessions, or run front of house, or you're a painter, or you're an actor, or you have other special skills, or you just really like theater people and think we're groovy. You can put your name in there, and somebody will contact you.
Theater people are groovy.
Well, of course.
Bryn Adamson, director of Death Trap. Member of Town and Gown Players, Death Trap is coming up September 29th through October the 8th. More information is available at townandgownplayers.org or 706-208-TOWN. Bryn, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's great to see you.
To hear the full discussion with Bryn Adamson, check out our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.